When I was growing up, we had a garden every year. And I remember at least one summer, I'm sure there was a couple summers I helped in the garden, but at least one summer I was very involved, doing lots of weeding, doing lots of harvesting, picking beans, digging up potatoes, you know, all that good stuff. And I remember when we would bring in all this stuff, we were eating it for dinner or whatever, and it's like, oh, this is great. You know, we have all this food that we grew and everything. And I remember being a little bit resentful that everyone else had to participate in this great fruit that I bore, you know. I don't know what my parents thought, but at least I thought I was very much a part of the process. And I remember thinking, you shouldn't be eating my beans, you shouldn't be eating my potatoes, and so forth. And I think of this because I think it kind of reflects a little bit of what today's parable tells us. Today's gospel reminds us of this similar sort of resentment occurring. The parable makes it clear that the different workers did not work the same amount, and yet they all got paid the same. So I think we can identify with the frustration of the workers who began to work in that first hour. But listen again to how the landowner responds to the complaints. My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? This parable is not primarily about hard work. Rather, it's about an image of the generosity of God. What is the work of the vineyard in this story? It's not an image of enlarging the kingdom of our own world or our own selves or the vineyard out in some field. It's an image of enlarging the kingdom of God. And thus the harvest is not grapes, but eternal life for the people of the world. The wage of this work is sharing in the produce of the kingdom. In other words, it's an entry into eternal life. So I think it's a little ridiculous then to be frustrated with these first laborers. They're looking at their fellow laborers and saying, gosh, isn't it unfair that they receive the same as us? We should be excited. We should be jubilant every time someone goes from the marketplace, which represents the world outside of the church, and enters the vineyard, which represents the church. That should fill us with joy when a brother or a sister enters into that. No matter at what point in their life a person makes this choice, whether it's a person in their childhood being baptized or a person on their deathbed being baptized and brought into the family of God, if it's a sincere desire, we should be filled with joy that they entered into this family of God. So then it's a little silly to begrudge someone eternal life. And more to it, who gave us the grace to respond in the first place? Who gave us the chance to be with the Lord? Who granted us that we were born into circumstances that allowed us to become baptized and confirmed into the church? Probably many of us here, many of us, were born into families that practiced the faith. And who allowed that to happen? That was not our choice. It was God's grace and providence that provided for us. Now, many, many people find themselves disadvantaged when it comes to receiving the life of grace. These factors are out of their control, and yet God allows it. Whether it's being born into a place where Christianity is not practiced, or where it's not practiced fervently, or perhaps being born into a dysfunctional home or situation, many people find that they have an uphill battle to enter the church. And yet, by God's grace, it happens, and that should give us joy. Further, we should strive ardently to increase this harvest. There should be something in our hearts that pushes us. This should be one of our greatest concerns as Catholic Christians, that we want to expand the family of God. And see how small-minded it is then to be caught up in bickering or complaining about what's fair or what's owed to me. The work of evangelization is something that we are all called to engage in. And the Lord sees things, I think, a little differently than we do. Our view of things is pretty narrow. It's pretty limited to what we can see. the Lord has his own plan, and therefore we ought to do our best to respond to his request to labor in the vineyard. And we ought to do this with an uplifted heart and thanksgiving to the Lord's generosity. For the Lord says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." So becoming a laborer for the kingdom is something we should take delight in. And yet how easy it is to get kind of caught up or take it for granted. How easy we can become thoughtless, or we can put our salvation at jeopardy by our sinful life or different things that we do. And we judge each other, right? It's something that I think as Christians we're particularly apt to do. We look around at our fellow Christians and we think, well, they're not truly Catholic. They are sinners. They are not spiritual, or they're too spiritual or too Catholic. Their kids go to public school. Well, their kids they stay at home. They homeschool. Those people are in communal liberation. Look at them over there. They're not open to life. And the list goes on, right? We can have lots and lots of things that we judge each other or label each other with. And even if there's some truth to these labels, it does us no good to treat each other in such a second-class sort of way. Rather, we need to allow the Lord to work in our hearts. Rather than getting caught up in this sort of judgment, we are called to rise above it and instead to focus on the joy that the Lord takes in the free response to be in his family. When we look around at each other, we shouldn't see a bunch of people who we have categorized or placed in a box. We ought rather to see fellow Catholics who are at different stages of living their identity as members of the kingdom of God. We all have areas of our life that aren't totally in line with what God calls us to. We all have defects. We all are here, though. And it is here that God wishes us to be, and it is here that he welcomes us and wishes us to labor for his kingdom. You know, so we labor not for some status, not some worker of the year award, but rather to be members of the family of God. Can we too begin to see each other in this light, that we're all working together? So we ask St. Joseph to pray for us this day. We say, "Oh, St. Joseph, we pray for guidance for the future of the parishes of St. Joseph's in Crosby and Deerwood. Inflame our hearts with love and desire to grow in the direction that God is calling. Help us to be ready servants to your plan. We ask for peace and unity for all parishioners. May God's grace give us his strength. Amen."